Later in the morning, we'll hear from Alan Duff about his new book, A Conversation with My Country. And that chat will cover, as you can imagine, problems in Māori society as well as the growing positives. Our first 3 minutes max of the morning is apt in that case. Here's Tommy Wilson from the Te Tuinga Whānau Support Services Trust in Tauranga.
Morena. If you were to ask any of my staff of social workers what is the toughest task you have to deal with, they will all tell you in a heartbeat, uplifting a baby from their maternal mother. No one wants to do it, but there are times when they know if they don't, then that baby is in real danger. The kōrero over this last few weeks has been highly emotive, and the call made by iwi elders for not one more baby to be uplifted is understandable. When you are the shepherd of a flock of social workers, as I am, who work at the front line of the poverty battle, you get a close-up to the cause and effect of why this trauma happens on a daily basis. And from there you follow a sea change from the war stories, as we call them, to the stories of success. At the moment, when it comes to the countless war stories of babies being uplifted from their mothers, we are, as a country, under a long dark cloud of desperation. So how do we find a pathway forward from the many mistakes, or a few, made by Oranga Tamariki to one where the well-being of whānau is paramount? One thing I do know when it comes to dealing with tragedy and trauma on a daily basis is, if we continue to dwell on the war stories, we will drown in them. Oranga Tamariki translated is the well-being, sustenance and survival of children. Obviously, there are some children under the care of Oranga Tamariki whose well-being, sustenance and survival are not being looked at. Again, the war stories have highlighted why and how this is happening, and the three independent inquiries will give us a lot clearer picture when they are released. The common thread in most of our cases is drug and alcohol abuse, and until we can get our iwi leaders saying, not one more drop, not one more tinny of sinny, or not one more pipe of pee, the heat in these hot hanging stones of blame will not cool down anytime soon. The almost juxtaposed irony in this fact is most of the misery being dealt to these disconnected whānau are by Māori members of organised crime. So go figure on that one. So what does become of the broken-hearted we look after? The ones we remember most are those who make it to a safe place where they can reconnect with their family and whānau. These are the success stories that keep us going and stop us drowning in a sea of sadness, each one of them are feathers for others to follow. Each feather is woven into a korowai of care that organisations like ours wears into the daily battle of fighting for those who cannot fight for themselves. Feather by feather, family by family, whānau by whānau, all of these challenges, be they homelessness, hopelessness, unhappiness or parentless, are all about reconnecting the disconnected. Reconnecting at-risk tamariki back to their whānau where they belong is the taonga in the jewel of justice we all should want sewn into the korowai of our long white cloud. War stories are easy fodder for frontline pages, and Oranga Tamariki have taken some huge hits. But are they an inconvenient truth that will in time force Māori to look at their own leadership and the motivation behind making social workers, police, family court, appointed lawyers and crown agencies the whipping boys to point the blame at? We need to celebrate the success stories of all the tamariki who are sleeping safe tonight because of early intervention and follow that pathway. How we do this is where the focus inquiry should now shift to. Kia ora.
Tommy Wilson, 3 minutes max on Sunday morning.